counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, here we go. We kick off a month of not only new countdowns, but a month of getting ready, prepping for Sappy Fest. It's happening at the end of the month, July 29th, 31st. We've got a contest. We're going to be featuring artists and bands throughout the month. Of course, it is the Earshot 20, and we're going to continue to do the countdown as well every week. I'm Anthony Evan. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. He's not saying much so far, but he's about to say a whole lot because he's going to tell you all about where the charts come from.
Just waiting for some space here.
Oh, sorry. It's hard.
You go and check it out if you haven't been there before or recently. You know, if you haven't been there in the last 10 minutes, go check it out. Probably a bunch of cool new stuff there. As always, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report from which this show is based. It is a publication of the National Campus and Community Radio Association and some fine volunteers and staff involved in this project, which includes the Earshot National Top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada for the week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, July 5th, 2016, on this episode number 201. You can also find top 30 charts for over 30 campus community radio stations, as well as regional and national countdowns for genres including electronic, hip hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, features, and lots more. So as always, make that your home for information about the Canadian music scene and community radio, earshot-online.com.
It's always a little different every week. You spruce it up a little. You throw some extra in there sometimes.
I'm working on my improv skills.
That's good. It's really good.
We're going to start doing sketches in here.
It's part of this show.
It's a terrible idea.
It is terrible.
For this show. You were saying that we were going to start doing new things for every 100 episodes, so for the next 100 episodes, improv.
I think we should just do that as a separate show, because that show will die pretty quick. You can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com is our email, facebook.com/earshot20 our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we will do it for you. We have to dedicate a lot of our time this month because we are in partnership with Sappy Fest. We love it. We love the festival, as I was talking about at the beginning of the program. So throughout this month, we will have features from artists and bands that are playing, but we will get to you as well. So email us if you would like to have a feature as part of the countdown in an upcoming week. In this program, we're talking to bands Dark for Dark and Fake Palms, both performing at Sappy Fest, and Steven's got music news, and you have the lowdown, and we have the top 20. Could it get any crazier?
I know. And Fake Palms is at Gridlock Festival in Halifax as well, coming up very soon. And Dark for Eric have a cool new record out. So
that's not what I was expecting you to say, but yeah. I was expecting you to say, "And we have a new number one," but you didn't.
We have a new number one from the week before. It is a returning number one. That's all I'll say for now.
A returner. All right. Well, before we get into the countdown, we should talk about some of the things that we say goodbye to, because it probably means that we're going to hear from some new music as well.
Yeah, a little bit of mix up this week. Five new returning albums, including two debuts here within our first hour of the program that we'll get to in the very near future. That means at least for this week, a few albums dropping off of the program include Soons from number 6 to number 24, Hold Still, The Zorgs from number 13 to number 21, Chew On It, but that album has dropped and come back up already as well, so maybe that won't come back again. From 15 to 22, In Blonde, Good Will Come to You, and 17 to number 29, the newest album by White Lung, Paradise.
There you go. All right, let's start the countdown, number 20, and we'll make our way up from there.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead have a charity release out of covers. It is a 3-disc set, and it is called Day of the Dead. It's been kind of floating around the top 50 here, and it now cracks the top 20 at number 20, up from number 23. from 4AD, and it includes some Canadians in there, of course, and that includes the track they're going to hear by Tim Hecker called Trans Live Refraction Axis for John Oswald. And Radiohead after that at number 19, down from number 11, A Moon Shaped Pool, True Love Waits, and My Babe by Whitehorse, the first track from their latest EP, The Northern South Volume 1, at 18, down from number 10.
I'm pretty sure last week we played a Whitehorse song too that I said was written about you. I think they've just written all their songs about you, because the last one was Pretty Something and this one's My Babe, and I just, they have an affinity to you.
They're writing these songs about me, or you're being scary.
Well, I don't know. You choose. Here is Tim Hecker and Transitive Refraction Axis for John Oswald. Your number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 19.
was My Babe by White Horse, the lead track from their latest release, The Northern South Volume 1, closing out our first set of tunes here, coming away from Six Shooter Records at number 18, down from number 10. From number 19, down from number 11, Radiohead, their latest is called A Moon-Shaped Pool, and you heard True Love Waits. And the first track that we heard was Transitive Refraction Access for John Oswald by Tim Hecker from the Day of the Dead compilation of Grateful Dead covers.
We're breaking from the countdown to bring you more Sappy Fest coverage. Of course, the festival is happening July 29th to the 31st, and all throughout the month, we're chatting with artists and bands who will be performing at the festival. Rebecca Zolkauer is with the folk pop vocal group Dark for Dark, who is performing at the festival at the end of the month, and joins me on the phone now. Rebecca, great to chat and catch up.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So chat a little bit first about, I want to talk about All Dressed. I'm not talking about The Chips, which whatever your thoughts are on that, is actually your newest album, and it is really great. Let's talk about the recording process and how it all came to be, to be put together.
Well, the band Dark for Dark, we used to be a folk trio. Our first record was a folk record, and we had been playing these newer songs, and we wanted to mix it up a bit. We were feeling like it was time for a bit of a change, and so we took the songs to my friend Dave Crocker, who's a composer and musician based out of the South Shore, Nova Scotia, and sort of looked to him for some, just to breathe new life into the music, and I knew that he would bring fresh ears and fresh, you know, just new ideas, and so we sort of ended up rearranging quite a bit of the music, the instrumentation, you know, and brought this sort of poppier sound to it. We brought in a drummer, Matt Gallant, also from Halifax, and he came down. We recorded it over two weekends at Jay's studio, and we were sort of rearranging as we went, and we came up with this completely different sonic environment that Jay sort of created in his studio. And this is what we came up with, and it was really quick, and we've been playing the songs that way ever since. And so we sort of moved away from the folkier elements more to this janglier pop. I don't know. Sort of a throwback style, it seems. And we've been playing the songs that way, and it's been a lot of fun.
And it's a very cool album. I also want to talk about a couple of videos that you have that match up with two of the songs on the album. You have one for Orchard and one for Moon Full Moon, both very cool videos. Were you the ones to come up with the concepts for that? Did you work with somebody on the concepts for the videos? How did those come about?
Yeah, so both of the videos, the first one, Moon Full Moon, Melanie, who plays rhythm guitar, she's from Cape Breton. Her parents live in this beautiful place near St. Petersburg, Cape Breton. And she had shot all of that footage over the course of, I think, over a year. Every time she's out visiting them, she takes video through their telescope. So she had all of this footage, and we had been watching it and realized that it kind of matched up with the song, like the imagery of the circle, being the moon, full moon. And we just sort of pieced it together one night. The three of us just sort of sat down and pieced it together, and it worked. And so we just decided to go with that. And there was a lot of really interesting light flaring that was happening through the telescope. So she shot all of that with her cell phone, actually, through a telescope. So that's how Moon Full Moon got made. And then Orchard, same kind of thing. We just sort of went out, the three of us, and also with a cell phone, and shot all the footage of each other and pieced it together and made the video. So we kind of just did it all pretty quickly, and turned out all right. We were pretty happy with the way it turned out. So we went
Very, very hands-on process, but very cool. And both of the videos came out really well. Enjoyed watching them. So now let's talk about the tour, because you do have some dates coming up. You're going to be in Ontario. You'll also be in Quebec. And then near the end of July, you get back to the Maritimes, capping things off right now as it looks, July 29th to the 31st with Sappy Fest. How excited are you guys to be playing not only, you know, everywhere else in Canada, but part of, you know, one of what I would probably call one of the Maritimes' greatest little festivals?
Oh yeah, I mean, we all love Sappy Fest. The three of us have been, you know, many of the years over the past number of years. I've actually had the pleasure of playing the last 2 years with different groups. So I go almost every year, and I love Sackville. I've spent quite a bit of time there. We're pretty thrilled to be playing this year. We can't wait. It's a great town, and the organizers put together a great festival. Everyone gets treated really well, and it's just really well done. It's a really great weekend, beautiful music. They always do a fantastic job at bringing in, you know, local bands, but also bands from far away, and it makes for a really great weekend every year. I have a great time.
And so now, after that portion of the tour and being out and playing is done, are you guys working on new material as well, or is it going to take a bit of a break before you get back into the swing of things? What's on the horizon for you for the rest of 2016?
Yeah, well, we have new material. We've been focused so much on this record release that we haven't arranged a lot of the songs, because usually I bring the songs to the group and we work on arrangements together as the three of us. So we've been more focused on the tour and releasing the record, so we haven't really gotten to the new material, but I mean, there's no rush with it. You know, it'll happen eventually. We spend a lot of time together, so I'm sure we'll get to it.
Awesome. Darkfordark.com. You can find more about this great Canadian group. And we've got a song coming up for you now from the new album, which is All Dressed. And you can check them out at Sappy Fest. And even better, if you are paying attention to our Facebook page, we have a contest happening right now, a chance to win 2 full weekend passes for the weekend. So why not go for free? Head on over to Facebook.com/earshot20. Again, darkfordark.com. And Rebecca, thanks very much. Best of luck. Hopefully we'll see you down there at Sappy Fest in Sackville.
Thanks so much. See ya.
Here is Dark for Dark right now on the Earshot 20. More of the charts on the other side of this. Stick around. There's more on the way.
Number 17. Tears were not smooth, but I'm not sad. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Was Nervous by Adonis Adonis, our first of two debuts this week. We'll let you know about another one here very shortly. That is from their newest album on Telephone Explosion called Post Plague, and that was a track called Nervous. Before that, Unsaid by Supermoon from their latest album Playland, back into our program from Mint Records. And as well, we heard it from Dark for Dark. They have a new EP out, and you heard a track called Owls.
All right, we're going to take a break from the countdown, as we do every week, and head to the phone lines. Chat with Stephen Karlick. He is the senior editor at Exclaim magazine and brings us great music news every week. Exclaim.ca, or you can grab a copy on a stand near you. Stephen, I have to say, I'm looking at the website now with our first story that's open, and I'm also seeing an ad, a flash ad for Sappy Fest, which we're partnered with as well. So great that you're giving them a shout out too. That's awesome.
Good times to be had by all.
It is. It's going to be a great festival. But let's get to the music news. Let's chat about some things that are happening, big things. And we'll start it off with news about a vinyl pressing plant opening in Ontario.
Yeah, this is exciting news because, as much ink has been spilled about the need for more pressing plants, about the ways that Record Store Day clogs up the existing pressing plants. It's a special skill set, maintaining, running these pressing plants. So this is big news. A Toronto startup is working with Calgary's Canada Boy, currently one of the biggest pressing plants in Canada, to ramp up production, and now another plant is set to be opened. Jerry McGee, president of Isotope Music and former Brighton Rock frontman, is gearing up to open Precision Record Pressing Incorporated, a brand new state-of-the-art vinyl pressing facility in Burlington, Ontario. speaking with FYI Music, McGee explained that he teamed up with the Czech company GZ to make the new Burlington plant a reality. He added that the partnership, along with the plant's fancy equipment, means that they can press records at an alarming rate. He said, quote, in phase one, we can do 4.5 million units out of the Burlington plant, plus 2 million from the Czech plant, he said. We've already put phase two into motion, and that is adding 5 new automated presses. That'll put us over the 11 million mark, making us the second largest plant in North America. We've already bought a plant in the U.S. based in the Midwest, and there will be a West Coast plant, so we'll have 3 in North America. McGee also added that the plant will be more than happy to fulfill 200 to 300 unit orders for independent labels, and that the turnaround time will eventually be as short as 6 to 8 weeks. Precision is set to start pressing its first release in mid-August, with the plant set to officially open on September 16th. They're going to announce pretty soon what the first pressing is, so that's some exciting stuff, because like I said at the start, you know, there's a big time need for this, especially as the vinyl boom continues, and the fact that it's going to be in Canada is very exciting, and that'll be great news, especially to Canadian independent record labels who historically have been made to wait a long time to press their records. So good news for all.
Well, it's really cool. I want to get into, if I wanted to get into the record pressing business, I feel like right now would be the time.
Yeah, I mean, one of our writers actually recently, a Calgary writer named Sarah Kitteringham, is working, I believe, for the pressing plant in Calgary, and she seems to love it. So,
all right, well, we'll switch gears from good news to good news, because if you're a fan of Crystal Castles, there's a new video to see.
Yes, there is, and a bit of an album tease as well. All signs have been pointing to a new Crystal Castles album arriving this summer, and the revamped two-piece are showing it off now with a new video for the previously leaked track Concrete. New singer Edith Francis is put front and center in the new clip. Throughout, you get to see her push, shove, and dance her way through a packed festival crowd, all the while sporting a Type O Negative t-shirt. Crystal Castles also recently teased a new track called Femen, and while nothing is confirmed yet, retail listings are pointing to an August 19th release of an album called Amnesty, but we're going to have to wait and see if those suggestions are indeed factual and correct. In the meantime, they've also plotted a world tour, further fanning the rumor flames that a new album will be out soon. The string of just-announced dates kicks off in Carrboro, North Carolina on September 6th and will make its way into Canada for shows at Montreal's Théâtre Fairmount on October 11th and Toronto's The Hoxton on October 12th. After that, the duo will head to Europe with a couple of festival appearances in Hong Kong and Singapore along the way. The entire jaunt will come to a close in Luxembourg on December 15th. Hopefully this means that there will be more Canadian dates to come, but for now, I guess Toronto and Montreal are where it's at.
Cool. And while you wait, take a look at the video, exclaim.ca. It looks fun.
It does. It's a very fun video.
We've got one more news story round out this hour, and that is, I think back earlier this summer, we talked about, by this summer, I mean, it's only been a couple of weeks, right? Officially. But back earlier, we chatted about Pop Montreal. They've now expanded their lineup.
Yeah. Pop Montreal, like you said, already gave us a taste of its festival lineup with an initial announcement in May. Now organizers have shared another round of additions to the year's event. The new headliner editions will play the event from September 21st to 25th, and they will include John Cale, formerly of the Velvet Underground, avant-garde pianist and composer Annette Peacock, and singer-songwriter Hayden, who will be playing his Everything I Long For LP in its entirety. Other international additions to the fest include Dean Blunt's alter ego Baby Father, the band Health, Let's Eat Grandma, and Princess Vitara, among others like Jean-Michel Blais, Little Scream, Une Blonde, Nancy Pants, Tops, Heathers, Emily and Ogden, Tim Darcy of Ott, Devin Welsh of Magical Clouds, and many more. Organizers have also announced the return of Win Butler's Celebrity Pop vs. Jock basketball game, a speaking engagement with Susan Rogers as part of the Pop Symposium, and an art pop curated conversation between CKUT's Sundis Abdulhadia and Beirut-based artist Joe Namy. All exciting additions, joining previously announced performers like Colin Stetson, Angel Olsen, and many, many more. You can see the whole lineup at exclaim.ca.
Yeah, and popmontreal.com for more information on the festival, and read all about it right there. Okay, we're going to take a break from the charts. We're going to take a break from the music news. to get back to the charts. We've been breaking this whole time. And we'll get back to the music news in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Plants and Animals here at number 15, down three spots this week, is Waltzed In from the Rumbling. You're going to hear So Many Nights. And Waste by Hannah Georges. Our second debut this week is her latest, For Evelyn, at number 14.
So many nights I've been gone, and you know that I have thought about you all the time. Will it be like it was when I get home? And so many nights I've been wrong, and you had the way to say the words to sort it out. So many days that we have wandered alone.
I'm never gonna do right, do right. I'm never gonna do right, do right.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a debut again this week at number 14, Hannah Georges, and that is her latest album, For Evelyn, and a track called Waste in there as well was Plants and Animals with So Many Nights from Waltzton from the Rumbling, sticking strong within our charts at 15, down three spots from number 12.
I get to meet those guys during the Canada Day countdown in St. John. It was fun. Warren Spicer and the gang, spoke with them the week prior. Then get to meet him. I always feel cool when I get to meet people that I've interviewed, because you don't typically
get
to.
It is cool.
So
the way you said it was weird.
Was not cool. You need to work on your cool factor. All right,
tone it down.
We
you
have
should basically every single person that you should interview, you should convince them to come here the next week.
Well, it just wouldn't work. I don't think.
Just say, hey, Plants and Animals did it.
That's true. I don't, there's probably some people on, like Andy Schaaf, I don't know.
He was in Fredericton last year, so.
Jesse Lanza, I don't know. Daniel Romano, I don't know.
They should all be here next week.
Okay, well, I'll work on it. I'll try and make it happen. In the meantime, let's complete the first hour so that we can get on to the next hour of the program. Of course, coming up in the next hour, we have the top 10 and much more. I'll tell you about that at the end of the program. But right now, your number 13, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
It is Walrus, their latest and second EP, Goodbye Something, dropping from 9 to that spot. Here's a track called Wearing It.
Yeah.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
I now remember the first time I felt like me. I can remember the last time.
I say, you know, I've never really met someone like you. You know, I've never really met someone like you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was last week's number one, this week's number 11, closing out 1 hour 1 week and the other hour the next with a new album called The Party on Arts and Crafts. It is Andy Schoaf and Quite Like You. Weaves in there as well with their self-titled debut full-length album on Buzz Records at number 12, down from number 7, Do You See Past was the name of that track. And the lead track from Walrus's latest EP is called Wearing It, and that EP at number 13, down from number 9, is called Goodbye Something.
That does it for the first hour. We'll be back in the next hour with the top 10 and much, much more. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our contest is in full swing for those Sappy Fest tickets. Check it out and check out our program online. If you want to go back and listen to any of the music you've heard in this hour, radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.